Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast, you crazy son of a... Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Really, I'm happy to have you back in the number one motivational podcast on the planet. June 16th, 2014. I hope you're having the most amazing day of your life. You know, I'm getting ready to record a show. This happens, it seems like every single time I go to record a podcast, I'm sidetracked by something that literally just happened in my life, or something I just read online, or a number of other things. I mean, anything, just an event that happened. So I'm getting ready to hit the record button. Those of you that are regular listeners of the Everyday Saturday podcast, you know it's life unscripted. It's a show that's unscripted. I hit the record button and I let it rip. And if you're an entrepreneur, a dreamer, a doer, somebody that swims upstream for a living, people look at you like you blew a freaking dog whistle. They tilt their head and like, what are you doing? Then you know, you get the show. I mean, there's only a few people that actually get this show, like understand it. It's just, it's what we do, man. You know, men and women all around the world, they plug into the Everyday Saturday podcast simply because they find that nobody really understands them except this crazy lunatic screaming into a microphone from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I get it. So here I am preparing for the show. And, of course, I delete the webpage I was actually reading that caused me to just kind of state of shock. Tony Gwynn, Hall of Fame baseball player, dead at the age of 54. Now, if you don't follow baseball, I know we have listeners in over 100 countries. Truth be told, if you were to tell me of a soccer player that died over in Europe, I wouldn't know what you were talking about. Don't follow the sport. I think it's a great sport. Obviously, it's the most popular one in the world. I don't get it. I don't follow it. Those of you from other parts of the world may not understand American baseball, but it's our pastime. It's been around forever. Tony Gwynn came into the major leagues here, played professional baseball in the early 1980s, was just a phenomenal baseball player. I won't get into all the boring statistics and hitting up. I think he hit 338. I posted this on my Facebook page today, but again, don't have that page up either right now to look at, but 338, and I think he had the highest batting average since Ted Williams came into the league in 1939, and he's dead. Dead. I grew up with Tony Gwynn. I was a huge baseball fan, huge in the 1980s, late 70s. I became a big fan of baseball. We used to get WPIX out of New York City. And I lived in Bradford, PA, which is crazy. I don't know how we got WPIX out of New York because we were about 500 miles away. But anyway, hey, we got it. And all the Yankee home games were on there. And Reggie Jackson got traded to the Yankees in 1977, I believe, at the start of the 1977 series. He went from the A's. I think he had a cup of coffee with the Orioles for 1 year in 1976. And then he started playing for the New York Yankees in 1977. The Yankees went to the World Series that year. That was the year Reggie hit 3 home runs in 1 game in the World Series. And then the Yankees went to the World Series the next year in 1978. And they missed in 79. 80 lost to the Royals in the playoffs. George Brett hit a second deck home run off of Goose Gossage. God, I remember this stuff like it was yesterday. I was a diehard Yankee fan. And then Dave Winfield's first game I went to in Yankee Stadium. My very first time ever in Yankee Stadium, I took a bus from Bradford, PA. My sister lived in a city at the time. She had just got out of law school, started working as an attorney in New York. And I saw Dave Winfield's very first game as a New York Yankee. Amazing. Number 31. But they never won a World Series up until, again, until the mid-90s. Anyway, I say all this because I feel like a part of my life died today. It's not just I'm not getting all sappy sap about Tony Gwynn. It's just it's an era, man. It's like people from your childhood are now starting to die. He's 54. I'll be 46 in a couple of weeks. Not that big of an age difference, 8 years. Yeah, it's what I talk about all the time, man. It's like we all think we're going to live forever, but we don't know. I mean, is it shocking Tony Gwynn's dead? Not really. None of us know the day nor the hour of our last breath, you know? Only God knows that. Yet we act like we're going to live forever. You know, you're putting off this big thing you got working on. It can wait. It can wait. It can't wait. It can't wait. Do you get that? I mean, you don't know. And I'm not here to say you're going to die today, but you might, you know? Reach out and call somebody, you know, tell them you love them, family member, father, mother, daughter, son, cousin, old business partner. Mend the fences, baby. Mend the fences. Do something in your business that you wouldn't normally get done. Put a sense of urgency like we talked about last week on the show. But it's crazy, man. Tony Gwynn, oh, he died of cancer. And as I'm reading all this online, you know, Twitter is just... Twitter is the greatest invention in the history of the world because you want instant news. Just go to Twitter, search Tony Gwynn, and boom, you get 8 billion people's perspective of him. You get friends, you get family, you get people that don't even know him from Stan Musial tweeting. I mean, it's all over the place. But you get news, you know? That's how I find out all my news is from Twitter, good good or bad. But it turns out he developed cancer as a result of chewing snuff, smokeless tobacco. And that's another thing that hit home, man. I used to be a huge smokeless tobacco guy. I grew up playing baseball. I mean, it just seemed like the thing to do. You dip and you play baseball. And it didn't just stop after I, you know, stopped playing baseball. It went on into my 20s and my 30s. I hid it from my wife and, you know, just couldn't stop. It gripped me like nobody's business. But then you have kids. Right? And that's kind of where you really start to gain perspective is when you start. I talked about this yesterday and I talked about it the day before. We had a great Father's Day podcast. Thank you for all the great emails. I appreciate that. All the love on Facebook. Wish me a happy Father's Day. You guys are great. Even if you don't mean it, I appreciate it. It's different when you have something to live for. You don't chew anymore. You don't do things. You try not to abuse your body. Look, I've been battling that. Chewing smokeless tobacco for my entire life, man. And it's like, I really do equate it to a drug addict or an alcoholic. It has that much of a grip on you that you literally go day to day. And I got a bunch of buddies who used to dip back in the day. Some still do. And we've all quit and stopped and started, quit, stopped and started. It's amazing I'm a speaker. I would do something so gross, you know, but it's just what it is, man. Again, this show isn't about pretending, you know, Sam Crowley is somebody else. It's letting you know who I am and how I battle these things on a daily basis and how I try to overcome. But when you got kids and you've got something to live for and you've got a thriving business, then you don't do stupid things to your body that you know are going to damage you and take minutes. You know, if you know that one cigarette takes 7 minutes off your life, as statistics show, why would you ever smoke? Because it has an incredible grip on you. I get it, man. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just saying, figure it out. You know, my mom died with a burnt cigarette between her index finger and her middle finger, July 7th, 1997. My brother Chris found her in our living room. I mean, she was in a rehabilitation clinic. I mentioned this on the show last week that she needed a smoke so badly, she went into the janitor's closet with another patient, some guy. And hell, I think he might have had an IV hooked up to him, and they snuck a cigarette in the janitor's closet. I'm like, Mom, what the hell are you doing? Well, you know, they're not. They only have half the tar and nicotine. I'm like, oh God. My mom would justify that Carlton's. I think she finally ended up going. When I was 8 years old, she used to send me with a note. You ever go to the store with a note from your parents? Please give Sam one pack of True Blue cigarettes. Thank you, Catherine Crowley. And that was it. My note went to the store. Alcohol. I mean, back in the 70s, it was awesome. You literally just need a note from your mom or your dad, and you just go buy cigarettes. She went from True Blue. She smoked those things like crazy, three packs a day. And she ended up with the Carlton Reds because they had, according to her, she goes, oh, these things, they don't even have anything in them. I mean, God, it's like just smoking paper. I'm like, oh, well, maybe you ought to just smoke paper, Mom. Killed her. You know, smoking, drinking, all that stuff. Killed her. Mickey Mantle, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, alcohol. You know, one of the famous quotes that Mick always used to use on the speaker circuit was, had I known that what I was doing to my body was doing all this damage, I would have never done it. I would have tried to live life a little better, you know? I mean, the guy died in his early 60s and had a liver transplant, didn't take all the boozing and running around he did. We only get one shot, you know? And there's something that's really got a hold of all of us, and there's something that's killing all of us daily. And I mean that literally, and I mean that metaphorically as well. For example, talk about your business. What's the cancer in your business? What's something that you got to cut out? Is it your procrastination? Is it that low self-esteem that you carry with you? Is it that excuse that you think you need to know how everything works in order to get moving ahead a little bit? Is it something where you feel as though, you know, you're not worthy? That's a big one. Boy, that's of all the people I speak to at events and otherwise, man, it's just they don't think they're worthy of the type of success that they see in other people. When in fact, if they really knew the other people and got out there and met these other people, you'd see they're more messed up than you are. You know, don't put people on a pedestal just because the amount of money they make. No, that ain't it at all, man. They're more messed up than you think you'll ever be. Trust me on that one, brother and sister. But there's a cancer in your business. There just is. And it's high time you cut it out. And it's high time you went through a little bit of your own therapy, you know, whether that's working between the 6 inches of your between your ears, which life truly is an inside job. True or true? I mean, really, it, no matter what you know or don't know or how to do something or build a website or start a restaurant or lawn mowing business, whatever it is, it very little of that has to do with knowledge. Knowledge can be obtained at any point in time when you decide that you want to go obtain that knowledge and you decide that you've got the motivation. But some of us are very comfortable in where we are. And even if that's in a bad spot, you know what the funny thing is? At least we know, right? At least we have an idea. It may suck bad. Sam, hey, my life may suck, buddy. But and I've had people say this to me. Sam, it may not be pretty, but at least I know what I got going on, buddy. You know I'm on this Section 8 housing. I know I got a drinking problem. I know I just sit on my front porch every single day from sun up to sundown. I know I don't got anything else going on, but at least I'm comfortable. And at least I know. I step out there a little bit. I got to go off this unemployment. I got to go off this disability. I don't know what I'm going to do then, buddy. I'm nice and comfortable. And see, that's just a product. It's a generational thing. Generational poverty is amazing. I've seen it in my tenants. I've seen it in my own family. Look, generational poverty, I could have been one of those individuals. You know, we didn't have, now this is my mom's phrase, so please don't stop listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast just because of this next little tidbit I'm going to share with you. But my mom always used to say, man, we don't got a pot to piss in, Sam. That's what she'd say. And that's how I grew up. That's what we used to hear all the time. Now look, my mom was a wonderful lady. I don't begrudge her for talking like that and planting that seed into my mind. But at some point in time, you got to talk yourself into where it is you want to go. You know, and if you don't have a sense of urgency right now, look at stories like Tony Gwynn. I mean, the guy knew that snuff, that chewing tobacco would eventually catch up with him. Just a numbers game. Some people it doesn't. You know, and I know we all know the 85-year-old farmer that still dips and, you know, we can't see anything wrong with him. He's still not dead. He's 85, but that's an outlier. You know what I mean? Like something had a grip and was killing Tony Gwynn every single day. And he didn't get a chance to live to see the age of 55, multimillionaire, one of the most successful people in one of the four major sports in the United States of America, did not have an opportunity to even see what his 55th birthday would look like, let alone his 65th, his 75th. I mean, look, here's a guy that made millions of dollars, one of the greatest players ever in the history of the game, should be living in a condo in Florida or Arizona or California or traveling the world on cruise ships and just putting his feet up and enjoying the fruits of his labor, or coaching at San Diego State, which is where he was, enjoying teaching kids, a whole new generation of kids that are coming up about the sport that he loved to do. He got to do none of that. He got to do none of that. Life is over now for Tony Gwynn. The good news for you and I, life isn't over. We can wake up tomorrow, God willing, we can wake up tomorrow and we could say there's something we're going to do. We don't know how exactly. Now, here's the thing. We don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but we know that if we do nothing, it's never going to happen. If we at least make an attempt, there's a possibility of it happening. And if we go make an attempt and we do it with a sense of urgency, there is a high probability something good is going to happen. And you know what's funny? It may not even be the thing that you're thinking of right now. It may be completely different. You may get your rusty duff out of the chair tomorrow, get out of bed, go do your 30 minutes of exercise, and you may start thinking and doing and thinking and doing. And all of a sudden, this thing's going to take shape. And 30 to 60 days, 90 days from now, you're going to look back and say, hold on a second. Hold on. How did I get from there to here? This is crazy. This wasn't even part of my plan back when I was, you know, moping around, you know, thinking, oh, all the good stuff happens to all the bad people. All those people just lucky. All those people just lucky. Yeah, they don't even know what it means to go and get a lunch pail and go and work a hard day's work all day, every single day, sit in the cubicle listening to my dumbass boss every single day. And they don't even know what that's like every single day, having to pay those bills. Hey, they all know what it's like. They just said, I ain't doing that anymore. That's all. They did what? They made a decision. They said, yeah, I know what it's like to punch a clock. I know what it's like to swipe that card in the middle of January in the bitter cold up north where your fingers feel like they're going to just break off if you hit them too hard. They know what it's like to have your ankles swelled up, putting them up, watching TV at 7:30 at night after a long day of work, getting paid the same thing you got paid the last 3 months. They know what it's like. They just decided to make a decision and say, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I just don't want to do that anymore. That's killing me. That's killing me. You know, you could be dying from the inside out, right? Those thoughts that just manifest in your mind, man. A dream couldn't even live in your mind for more than a day for how negative your attitude could be. It's like spraying Roundup on a beautiful flower. It's just going to die. Get the negative attitude out of your mind. You know, bad things happen to good people like we talked about last week on the show. I know that. You know that. Get over it and get over yourself. And get moving, because there's a whole new life to experience out there. It may not even look anything like what you think it's going to have happen. There's going to be people that come into your life because you made a decision to get moving today. There's going to be events that happen for you, not to you, not in a bad way. There's going to be events that happen for you because of the decision you're making today to get out and get moving. And then, and at the end of the day, ask yourself this question. What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? You can try. You can try to paint yourself into that hole, into that corner, and thinking, oh, Sam, this can happen. Yeah, I got you. And then what? And we talk about the old Bob Proctor advice. And then what? Oh, Sam, you don't know my story. This might happen. And then what? Oh, Sam, you don't understand. I could lose my health insurance. And then what? Okay. It ain't the end of the world, baby. You'll know when the end of the world is because you'll be Tony Gwynn. And you ain't waking up. That's when you can't say any longer, and then what? So why don't you do this? Why don't you get up, get after it, get moving, and get going? My name's Sam Crowley from the world-famous EverydaySaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.